Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's ETF of the week time with Tom Lydon, editor of ETF Trends. And if you want more information on what they do there, well, it's ETFTrends.com, on Twitter at ETF Trends. And of course, Tom is also on Twitter at Tom Lydon. So you can put that all together and check it out. But remember that ETF Trends, it's not just about, hey, buy this ETF or look at this one. There's a lot of information there about ETFs in general, how to properly use them. And then there's the things about where you might want to go or what you might want to avoid with your money. Tom Lydon, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Chuck.
Our ETF of the week is
First Trust ARCA Biotechnology Index Fund. FBT is the ticker.
Okay, it's FBT, the First Trust, NYSE, ARCA, Biotechnology Index. And biotech is a hot area. So, you know, we talk about ETF trends as your firm, but a lot of times on this segment, we're not talking about trends. Well, right now, biotech certainly trending as a hot area. But the question there would be, does that mean you're looking at this fund saying, I want to tilt towards it, or are we a little late to the party?
Well, you know, after a huge run-up last year and even the year before, there are a lot of people that are saying this trend is a little long in the tooth. But if you look at the fundamentals, Chuck, we're really at a stage where there's a lot happening. First of all, there's a need, surely, with everything that's going on, changes in Medicaid, Obamacare, technology, just the big push that we've seen from a technology standpoint, and the desire of, you know, not just folks here in the U.S., but around the world to get better health care, better drugs. It's really happening at a fast pace. The idea here with an ETF is this. It's very difficult for you and I to go out and pick what's the next big biotech fund, especially one in the early stages that's going to have the next killer drug. And that's really, really important. So diversification, and that's what an ETF is all about, this ETF has an equal weight between small cap, mid cap, and large cap biotech related stocks, and it actually on a quarterly basis goes in and rebalances. So what that means is it gives us kind of an equal chance of having those that are winners or those that might be bought out by bigger companies and their stock prices going up, making more. And the bottom line is only 20% of biotech companies that have drug trials actually make it to phase one clinical trials. So that means a 1 in 5 chance of a trial making it to market or being the next huge biotechnology company, it's really tough for you and I to pick them. So that's the whole idea about diversification. It's the whole idea behind equal weight. And if you're looking to participate in the sector while the trend is still moving, this is a great opportunity.
Okay. But that keywords there is while the trend was still moving. So we need to find out. I'm going to come back to say, where are we taking money from?
Yep.
To put it and tilt towards biotech. But is this 200-day moving average? What's going to do this? Because if this trend is long in the tooth, it's fine to jump in, but we want to know when to jump out.
Yeah, that's it. And it's a guess whether it's long in the tooth. And that's why you follow some type of trend-following indicator, like a 200-day average, something that you and I talk about regularly. So it's very easy to put a 200-day average on this if you do buy it. Yes, it's above its 200-day average now, but what that does is it creates a stop loss. So that way, if for some reason there's a 50% correction in biotechnology stocks, you're not going to give back 50%. So that's very, very important, and you can watch this very closely. In addition, your question about allocation, I think if you look at your overall equity allocation and were to increase it by 3% overall to biotechnology. It really would have worked well for you in the past few years, and I think as a lot of experts on Wall Street are saying that this trend is going to continue because there's still a lot of illness out there, there's a lot of care that needs to be taken care of, and we've got a lot of companies that are in the game. And you and I watch this market pretty regularly. It's almost as if a week doesn't go by when there's been some great news on some trial and a stock goes up by 30% in a day.
Yeah, that, of course, is a huge reason why people should be interested in biotech. But if they're going to tilt in this direction, the money's got to come from someplace. I mean, unless you're the investor who's been keeping your powder dry, in which case going straight to something that's been a bit racy and being perhaps late to the rally kind of seems futile. For everybody else, yeah, I understand the desire, but if I'm going to take this money, I'm going to take it from someplace. Where's it coming from?
Well, most investors' portfolios, if you were to correlate them to the S&P 500, as you know, you've seen the studies, it's something like 96% of investors have their portfolio correlated to the S&P 500. So that means you're very much overweighted in large cap. If all you did is take a S&P equivalent of your portfolio, reduced it by 3%, and put it over to this allocation, that would make a heck of a lot of sense, not just from a sector standpoint, but also from an asset class standpoint.
So 3% of your S&P-oriented holdings, move that to the, in this case, ETF of the week. It's the First Trust NYSE Arca Biotechnology Index Fund, FBT. You will reduce the overweighting of the S&P exposure in biotech, but you'll get a much more focused and stronger piece of your money focused on biotech at a spot where, hey, this trend could continue for a while.
But watch that 200-day average.
That's right. Watch the 200-day average, because while it could continue for a while, that's going to be your sell trigger. If you want to know more about how all this works and what you might want to be looking at, check out ETF Trends, because that is a site for Tom Lydon, and it's a great place to go for all things ETF related. Tom Lydon, editor at ETF Trends, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks, Chuck.
Remember, you can follow Tom on Twitter at Tom Lydon or at ETF Trends. Well, we've gotten off to a fine start for the August 21st edition of Money Life. We've got a lot more to get to, and we'll do it right after this message.